The good guys wear black. The True Life Heroes of Britain's Armed Police by Steve Collins. Steve Collins was born in South London in 1957. Growing up on the rough streets where crime was almost a way of life, he soon realized he needed more from this dull and routine existence. In 1978, he left home and joined Surrey Police. In the 11 years that followed, he constantly found himself at the forefront of confrontation. As Brixton, Toxteth and Leicester burned during the 1981 riots, he was drafted to the North. 3 years later, he again found himself ducking as missiles rained down during the year-long miners' strike. Returning to Surrey, he was quickly promoted to sergeant and underwent firearms training before being posted to protection duties for the Duke and Duchess of York. In 1989, he transferred to London's Metropolitan Police, where after a vigorous selection, he entered PT-17, the Tactical Firearms Unit, as team leader, specialist firearms officer, national firearms instructor, and tactical advisor. He and his team would undertake many hundreds of firearms operations over the next 5 years. He left the police in 1996 and now lives in the south of England with his wife. This is his first book. His second, The Glory Boys, is published this year by Century. For Jill, those early mornings, and for SFO wives everywhere, without whose support we couldn't function. The Young Dead Copper. Okay, son, hand over the gun. Come quietly now, don't try to run. Born to Suffer, The Young Dead Copper. A family tradition, a life in the force. Born a Scuffer, The Young Dead Copper. Cut down.